Avengers. Fucking, what? I hate Avengers. Fucking.
All right, we're gonna start recording.
Like, oh shit.
Three.
All right. Cool.
Two.
Let's do it. Whoa.
One.
Dude.
Go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Cup of Jokes podcast, episode 13.
That's 4 times 3 plus 1.
That's
bam. Nailed it.
13.
13.
Yeah, man. Holy shit, balls, bro.
Good at math, man.
We got to give a
shout out to our sponsor.
What we got this week, dude?
Yeah, shout out to Waterpik Water Flosser.
Oh,
bro.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Why does that thing sound like a dildo?
What?
That sounds like a dildo.
That's what dildos sound like?
Yeah.
I don't know how dildos sound.
I mean, I don't specifically know. Okay, one time. I know.
You have a dildo?
It's a long story.
Okay. Is it a long dildo?
No, it's a little tiny
okay,
one.
A little one.
It's like
a
like a stinger. Speaking about dildos, about stingers, actually, what I went to an open mic tonight, and then you called me and you said you couldn't go because why?
Because I have a sty in my eye.
First of all, explain what a sty is.
A sty is a gross ass pimple in your eye that makes your face swollen. I thought it was pink eye, and I got it checked. It's not. It's just like your eyelid is swollen, your face hurts, and you just hate life for a day.
I fucked up because I thought you said a staph infection.
No.
So,
staph infections are deadly, Joe.
But you could see how I misinterpret sty.
No.
No?
Not at all. No.
Okay, well, people asked where you were tonight at the mic, and I said... he has a staph infection.
People think I have fucking staph right now?
Yeah.
What the fuck, Joe?
My bad.
I'm probably going to get messages like, hey, if you need anything, let me know. I have a fucking sty.
And they were like,
oh, you have a pimple. Let me know if you need anything. That's literally what you did to people.
Dude, I really did not know. I fucked up.
Yeah,
you're going to get. Yeah, you are going to get messages. Hey, you all right, bro? You hanging in there?
Yeah. I've got them when I hurt my knee. Not anymore because they've seen me hobble around. They're like, yeah, he's got it now.
A staph infection can kill you.
Yeah, well, I had a friend almost lose his leg to it.
Jesus H.
He lost like the majority of his like lower part of the leg. I don't know anatomy that well.
Holy shitballs, bro.
Yeah, like the front side. His calves on the back.
Mm-hmm.
The front side of that part of the leg was like eaten the fuck up by staph. Disgusting. I felt so bad.
What do you think's worse? A staph infection or getting bit by a brown recluse?
Staph infection.
Really?
100%. Yeah, without a doubt. Brown recluse will suck. It will be swollen. And it can be worse, but if you have a staph infection, they're like hard to beat.
Jesus,
they're like
bro.
Fight. Well, I don't know if there's a high mortality rate on them, but I know it's like
a high what rate? What was
mortality.
That? Mortality. More what?
A high rate of death.
Okay, I don't know what
for you. That's not even a big word, Joe.
Mortality.
Yeah.
When I think of mortality, I think of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. What do you
Mortal
think they
Kombat.
Do? They kill people in that game.
Wow, Jesus, bro. So, yeah, but Jake's he's alive. And shout out to our sponsor again. Shout him out again. Can I use that?
No, that was just my mouth.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's dental Waterpik water.
Put that up your ass.
I've done it.
Ew.
It's a different head though.
Ooh, how much was that thing?
Multiple heads. This thing was I think it was 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lifesaver. For real, dude. I have a root canal that is not finished.
Ew.
And the reason I haven't gotten infected is because I Waterpik the fuck out of my face on a daily basis.
Quick question, when you go to the dentist and you sit in the chair, they bring that thing, do they bring two of them for you?
Two of what?
That covers your body, like the x-ray thing? Because you're like 400,
fuck you,
you're 400 pounds.
But that doesn't make sense.
Well, you're...
Because I weigh too much?
Yeah.
Are you saying because maybe like I'm too wide, you need two of them?
You think when you're at the dentist and the guy walks in, he's like, he thinks in his mind, like, holy shit, this guy's big.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Last time I got an x-ray of my body, the lady said, this is an old machine. It might not work. It might not penetrate you enough because of how wide, because of like how fat I am.
You just said it, not me.
Yeah, I know. And she was like being dead serious. She's like, we're going to try it. It might not work. You might have to get these done somewhere
else. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jake can't go to the dentist because he's fat.
Yeah, no, it was a body.
I'm sorry.
But the sty. Yo, some doctors are a fucking sham, dude.
They are.
Yeah. Like today when I went to get my eye looked at, I walked in and immediately she knew what was up, though. She was like, you have a sty.
Mm.
I was like, she's like, is that why you're here? I'm like, yeah, 100%. And then she starts evaluating me. I was like, oh, is this contagious? And she goes, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me that. I don't know. It's like, what the fuck, lady?
Where did you go?
I went to Walgreens.
Dude, she probably honestly is a high school dropout.
It's a wall. No, what? No, they're still doctors, dude.
Bro, if you're a doctor at Walgreens, you think you're bragging about that?
You're still a doctor.
I don't know. Yeah, but you're a doctor at Walgreens. You know what I mean? Like you're down to like, was it a girl or a guy?
It was an old lady.
Okay,
she
but there's
was very ditzy though.
Okay, but there's guys.
She forgot shit.
There's
a
guys
lot.
That work there too, though, right?
Probably, yeah.
I
both
look,
times I went, it was old ladies though.
Okay, I wonder if you're like downtown. It's like, yeah, I'm a doctor. Where do you work at? Walgreens.
Oh, fuck.
Think they're getting laid?
Practice? No, I'm not successful.
Nah, I work at the neighborhood Walgreens. Come on, come on in.
She's doing the Lord's work.
Lord's
work. She
was work.
Very ditzy. Like she was like, okay, it's on your right eye, right? I'm like.
Correct.
Yes, it is. And I'm not even kidding. She was typing stuff in. She had to ask me like six times, your left eye? I'm like, no, right eye. She's like, okay, got it.
How old was she, you think?
She was probably like 60-something. Hmm. Super sweet old lady.
Was she hot?
She was out of it. And she sent my prescription because I'm out of Walgreens, so they're going to send it to the place
I'm at.
They sent it to CVS, and she had no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to like make a phone call.
How much did you have to pay?
Nothing, actually.
Yet. Really? Not yet.
Well, they bill my insurance, then I get a bill in the mail.
So, all right, you're in the doctor's office with her, and she's just like, hey, if you let me give you a hand job right now, everything will be free. Do you do it?
Yeah, if it depends on what I'm getting done.
Do you think you can get hard for her? What was her name?
I don't know.
You don't remember her name?
No, I didn't ask. I just went in there with my eyes, and I was hurting, and then I let her look at me. My blood pressure was good. That was dope. The cuff almost broke
Your
off
blood pressure was good? You sure about that?
Positive. Yeah, it was really nice.
What's your blood pressure?
It was like 120 over something.
That's fat.
What? Doesn't make sense, Joe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyways, moving on. What'd you do this weekend? How was your weekend?
What did I do this
weekend? I went to Ocala National Forest.
Ocala.
I had a show in Ocala with Chief, everybody. Chief is a local comedian in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for playing the dildo again.
Yep.
A bit of a redneck. He's a bit of a redneck. Yeah.
You feel at home there?
No, I don't. No, he was cool, man.
I said, he feel at home.
Oh, he felt right at home. He wore his cowboy hat and everything. He has a truck. I went to his house. He has 25 snakes in his house.
Jesus, fuck.
The biggest snake is 13 feet, size of my cock.
Wow.
Sorry.
13 feet.
I mean, 13. I have a big cock. Sorry about that. All right.
The
there's
floor. Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So anyways, we're getting weird right now. Sorry. I've been drinking.
It's not weird.
Coke.
It's just kind of okay. Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Anyways.
Ocala. Fuck Ocala. I'm sorry.
You don't like Ocala?
Fuck Ocala and its stupid fucking ass face.
Oh, you almost got into a fight. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
So on our way to Ocala, we stop at Ocala National Forest, and Chief is like, "Hi, Joe. You want to stop at National Ocala Forest? We'll leave early." He doesn't sound like that, but
he doesn't. But it sounds like a chief.
Sounds
guy.
Like a chief. So we stop, and he's like, "Yo, we could see bears. We could see deer. We could see armadillo, snakes." And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it. We stop. This is what we saw. Birds, dirt, rocks, and mountains. Fucking amazing.
Yeah, you could see those anywhere, though, Joe.
Yeah, I could have walked in my backyard and saw
Wait,
dirt
mountains?
Rocks.
There's no mountains in Florida.
Like little cliffs. They're pretty cool.
There's no mountains
Bro.
In Florida, Joe.
Yeah, there are.
They're not.
The Lake Jessup Mountains. You never heard of them?
No.
Yeah, they
are you making
sense.
Those up right now?
Yeah, I just made it up.
Okay,
my bad.
Fucking
sorry about that. Anyway, so we go out to Ocala National Forest. Bro, you go back. We take these dirt roads, and there is literally nobody for miles. Nobody for miles. You could literally kill somebody, take him out there, bury him, maybe like 6 feet deep, bury him, and you'll never find him, ever. Not saying I would ever kill anybody.
But that's where you would do
but
it.
But that's where totally I would do it.
Yeah. Well, I thought you would throw them into like Lake Jessup with the alligators.
Alligators, true. Attach chickens to their arms and legs, put cement blocks on their legs so they sink to the bottom
and
kill.
The chickens would
I don't know anybody that's done that, but that's what I would do.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that yo, alligators are a son of a bitch. They'll fuck you up. They like eat kids and shit.
Bro, can you imagine that shit at Disney?
Oh, yeah.
A kid got eaten by an alligator at Disney.
I don't know why you're whispering.
Why are we whispering like there's people around listening to us? It's just me, you, and...
Well, it's just like a serious...
It's just me
like,
and you.
Fuck, that kid got eaten.
Bro, that's...
That's fucked.
That's, first of all, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But the story behind this is it was a couple from, I want to say, Nebraska.
Madagascar?
No, Nebraska. Oh,
okay, close.
And it was a wife and husband. They had another kid. And then, what did you say?
Nothing.
Madagascar?
That's
okay. All right. Anyways. So they were like, hey, honey, let's go to Disney, Florida, vacation. And apparently the wife didn't want to go. did you just do your thing again?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay.
The wife didn't want
to. The wife didn't want to go. She wanted to go somewhere else, but the husband insisted. Coke, personal Coke. You owe me a Coca-Cola.
You already have one.
We said insisted at the same time. And I'm not touching you because you have a staph infection. Right, and so I don't
want to. You want me to touch
No, I don't want to touch you and get AIDS. So that's not.
So how am I going to give you the Coke?
I don't know.
Yeah, fuck off. Continue with the story.
Sorry. Anyway, so the guy, they go to Disney. And then for our listeners that are not from Florida, we have Disney. And there's a bunch of alligators. So the kid got eaten by an alligator.
Wow, Joe. That was horrible. Such a riveting story.
I just bombed with the story. All right, God, then you say the fucking story.
A fucking couple from out of town wanted to go to Disney, and they show up and alligator eat them. That's it. That's all you had to say. That's all you said, but it took 10 minutes because fucking tell people I have staff. You don't pay attention.
Fuck your staff.
I don't have staff, so go ahead and fuck it.
Fuck your staff infection.
God damn it.
Fuck you.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Disney's cool, though. Don't bash it. They're
fuck Disney.
No, man.
Fuck Disney.
No, they're anti-Semitic. They're cool.
What does that mean?
I was being facetious. They hate Jews, apparently.
I don't like Jews either.
What the fuck?
I mean, they're like cheap people.
No, not all of them.
That's true.
I grew up in Boca.
Oh, yeah. Are you Jewish?
No.
Thank God. I would not have a podcast with you. Jesus I would not have Christ. A podcast with you if you were Jewish.
But I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory or if it was proven that Walt Disney was like an anti-Semite or some shit.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Good.
No, he might be frozen.
Oh.
Everyone thinks he froze himself.
Because in the future, they think you could be brought back.
Well, we think in the future. In the future.
In the future is now.
The now is the future. The future is now.
No, seriously. When you think about it. Like 5 minutes from now is the future.
Yeah, I know.
So
are you trying to hit me with some mind relevant?
No,
shit?
I'm just saying. Like the future from now is 5 seconds. Look, yep. Count to five. One, mm-hmm. two.
Well,
three,
now
four,
is the future.
Five. Future. Right now.
The present is in the future.
Look, the past is the past.
Yeah, that's the only.
I just
thing
said
that's
the
constant.
Past. I just said the past. Right now, that's the past. Yep. See, isn't
I
that crazy?
I can set a timer to when the present will be, but now is in the past.
Yeah.
But the future. Fuck.
Oh, for sure. I know.
This is very confusing, Joe. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I don't know either.
I was going like balls deep on a
what the fuck
YouTube video.
Okay. I heard something. Okay,
I said right. Balls deep.
Yeah,
I wasn't entering anybody with sty eye and gimp knee. I look like a fucking troll right now.
All right, you're going balls deep in
YouTube
what's his
videos,
name?
Just like
oh,
really,
YouTube videos. Okay,
bro, like conspiracy thing. Conspiracy ones. There's a story of this dude. He was like. He goes to the airport and he's dressed super nice. This is back in like the 50s.
Okay.
Or 40s or 50s. He's going to the airport. He's just trying to fly. And they're holding him up at like, they're like, we can't let you on the plane.
Uh-huh.
Like, why? And they're like, we don't know where you're from. And he's like, I gave you my passports. And the passport wasn't fake. It was super legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
But it was from a country that doesn't exist. At all.
Really?
Yeah. And the guy was just like, no, my country's been around for literally 1,000 years. And they brought him a bunch of maps. And he's like, it's right here. It's supposed to be right here on the map.
Uh-huh.
And he's like trying to point it out. They're trying to figure it out. So they just detain him. They put him in they don't buy a hotel room. It's the government. So they just detain him in a hotel room.
Uh-huh.
Surrounded with guards.
Uh-huh.
They don't know what to do. And the next day he's just gone.
Where'd he go?
They don't know. He just fucking vanished.
They never saw him again.
Never again.
You think he was real?
I don't know. I don't know if that's just a story or what. But
that's a conspiracy theory?
It's a story, but it's like it's from the fucking early times where there's not a lot of like photos and videos.
It's on YouTube right now?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Crazy story. It was under like top five
conspiracy theory?
Mysterious like happenings that could prove that my dad's gay. I don't know.
What?
Weird shit.
Your dad's gay?
Nah.
Oh.
He's not.
Okay. That's a weird conspiracy theory story.
But it's like some weird, I don't know, it was something that was super trippy and freaked me the fuck out.
That's weird, dude. I don't.
Yeah, man.
Conspiracy theories are weird, man. What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Dude.
I like people who are like, oh, the earth's flat. I was like, first of all, it is flat.
Mm-hmm.
Second
Clearly
of all.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's been proven.
Yeah, that it is flat.
They proved that back in like the 1600s.
Yeah, Magellan.
Idiot.
Magellan sailed the world. And he's like, the world's round. And I was like, yeah, I told you.
No, I thought you said it was flat.
It is round.
You said dude,
it's flat.
You said it's flat, facetiously making fun of flat earthers, and then you said, duh, it's flat.
I really think the earth is flat.
You do?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Do you really do?
I think so, yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because I watched the documentary, and now I'm an expert.
I really hope you're kidding, Joe. Are you retarded?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
No, I'm not. That's why I was asking. I was going to, I'm not a psychiatrist or any type of thing, but I was just like seriously concerned for the well-being of my good friend.
Oh, you said my good friend.
But I don't know. Ever since I got to,
360 pounds.
Shut the fuck up. High school. I was super into conspiracy theories.
Oh,
yo, shut the fuck up. Like, I thought everything was conspiracy theory, like 9/11, 100% inside job.
It is.
Every single, I still kind of believe that, I believe for 9/11, I don't think the government, it's not as inside of a job as everyone thinks, but I think there's a lot of shit that they leave out because it's multiple parties working on it.
Apparently, George W. Bush.
I don't think he had anything to do with it. I think he was just a puppet. I think there's other people. It's not like some Illuminati, some magical demon people running the media. I think it's just the people who have control of all the money, and they're like, we kind of want more, so we're going to start a war. You're going to go over there and get a bunch of oil.
The weird thing is, man, it's like, yeah. I don't know, man. He put, like, box cutters, bro? Really?
Well, back then, yeah, if there was
2001 box cutters, bro?
Where were you, bro, when 9/11 happened?
I was in sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was in, like, fourth or fifth grade.
You're in fifth grade.
I was in fourth.
No, you're
I
in
wasn't
fifth.
In fifth. It was my. I remember now. I remember what classroom. It was Miss Chiara's classroom.
Bro, somebody pulled a box cutter out of me right now. I laugh. I'm like, really?
No, box cutters are sharp, dude.
I know they're sharp, but it's like a blade that's like an inch, maybe. Yep.
That's only if you don't pull it up.
That's what they hijack planes with? I mean, I guess it makes sense because they were like, we have bombs. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, dude, I don't know, man. But my thing is World Trade Center, it's Tower 7.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
A lot of people don't know about that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that. If you don't know about that, look it up. YouTube it right now.
I have friends in New York who don't know
about Tower 7. It's a World Trade Center Tower 7 that was not even hit by a plane. It had 6 floors burning, and it collapsed. Mm-hmm. And they had, apparently they had FBI files, all these files in there. And the insurance was up like in a year. So they were like, people think it was knocked down for that. But who really knows? Nobody knows.
They have audio of a guy who has the insurance claim on the building saying, pull it.
Yeah. And also the Pentagon, where across the street, there was a hotel that actually filmed the building, the airplane or the missiles hitting it. And within like an hour, the FBI came and took all that video surveillance, and nobody's ever seen it since.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
That's weird.
That the what's it called? That the Pentagon is probably the most convincing evidence of it being like some kind of conspiracy, because that's, bro, like these planes have crashed into like mountains, and they find
pieces of the plane,
so much
everything
of the structure. This one, they just magically vaporized.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
It's insane. It's
Yeah, we're talking about this.
Fat.
This is news, though.
Yeah, I know.
Don't know.
All right,
about
this is
shit.
Well, you know what? There could be listeners listening to this right now that are 15, 16 years old that weren't even alive 9/11.
Yeah, they're gonna go. They need to just. I don't know, because if you go on the internet, you're gonna, even if it's something that's 100% wrong, someone's gonna word it correctly and make a good enough like convincing video that it can make it seem right.
Yeah,
like you can watch a flat Earth video and the person talking could be someone that sounds very smart.
Very,
but
very smart.
Fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
Out of his mind.
Just like Alberto.
So it's Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
He might actually listen to this and he's going to kill you.
Nah, I won't.
He'll walk up.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we did last time.
Okay, we did. Yeah.
About that crazy dude punching himself in the face.
Yeah.
In front of you.
Moving on, dude. Another topic we wanted to hit was, when was the first time you ever got drunk?
Oh, fuck. First time I got drunk.
So when I look at you, honestly, right now, because, you know, you're 400 pounds. I think mostly it would take, for like a bigger guy, it would take a ton of alcohol to get them drunk.
Yeah, I'm a big bitch when it comes to alcohol.
Really?
Now, when I first, unless I've been drinking a lot.
You still drink Smirnoffs?
No, that was one of the first things I got drunk on.
Me
that.
Too.
Yeah, dude, my favorite. Cause
all right, drunk first story, go.
How about my first time I got drunk, that was like my favorite time. Because I think I got drunk and I can't really remember it too well.
Mm-hmm.
First, like, good drunk memory I have was I was with some of my best friends. We were all, like, 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking down this back alleyway, like, next to, like, a little river.
Mm-hmm.
And we all had, big, like, giant Smirnoff ice bottles.
The white ones?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We were all drinking it.
Oh.
We had pregame before. We had, rum and Coke. And
yeah,
we
yeah.
got those, and we're drinking them. So we're kind of drunk. And I would say there's at least 7 or 8 of us. And as we're walking, for no fucking reason, I just go, mine? And everyone else goes, mine.
Jesus.
If we were just if you were an onlooker, just like someone who happened to walk outside, you just see eight like teenagers all just with giant Smirnoffs going, mine.
Hey, what kind of what kind of drugs are these kids on, dude? Jesus.
Oh my God, that was one of the funniest things I've ever done.
You probably drank one and were like fucked up,
dude. Yeah, I'm a bitch. Right now I'm a lightweight, man.
Yeah,
I have like 2-3 beers and I feel it now.
Really, dude? You know how long it would take me?
How?
Oh God.
But I'm talking about real beers. I'm not saying like Bud Light.
Well,
that
I
takes me fucking forever.
Well, I used to have a really bad drinking problem a couple months ago. And then I stopped.
Good.
I would drink Crown. Fucking Ken Miller got me in a Crown Apple Royal. Crown Royal Apple.
Dude, when you
shout out to Ken Miller. Should we shout out Ken Miller?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, shout out Ken Miller. He's a cool guy.
He's the
cool
man.
Guy. Yeah, he's the man.
When you drink a lot though, like on my 21st birthday, mm-hmm. I did 21 shots.
What the fuck?
Before we went out.
Are you? Have you lost your? Where's your mind?
It was all, but it was fucking college bar shots.
Oh, that's
which means it's
like
just a
Sprite.
Bunch of mixer.
Oh yeah,
a little
fuck
bit.
Yeah.
So it was realistic. I realistically took 10 to 12 shots before I went out.
That's doable.
And then went out and did a bunch and drank a fuck ton of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing I drank was they took a funnel and they poured a Four Horsemen shot in it,
mm-hmm.
a shot of tequila, and a full beer. And I downed the funnel and I puked all over my friend's car.
Ugh! I'm surprised you're still not drunk from that.
It was miserable.
It was 8 years ago.
Yep.
Jesus.
I didn't get laid.
Oh, did you
happy
masturbate?
Birthday. No, I was passed the fuck out. I just yacked everywhere.
Oh, dude, that's...
Yeah, that was some college. That was back when I was bouncing, too.
My...
Wow.
My first time drunk was with my buddy Dan, not Dan Santana, this other kid from Yugoslavia.
Oh, shit. Is he gay like you?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I go to his house. He has a keg. And I go there, and I'm drinking with him. And to this day, I remember, I think Goron was there when I was 16 years old. Yep.
No fucking way.
Because Goron is really good friends with Dan and Dan's older cousin. So Goron was there, and I was talking with him on Thursday night. And he's like, yeah, I think you were there the first time I saw you drunk. And I was like, bro, that was over fucking 10 years ago. You're telling me I met Goron 10 years ago? That's insane. I could have saved him so much time. I said, don't start comedy, Goron.
Ah, you cunt. I was like, when is he going to make this funny? This is getting boring.
Goron's a comedian. He tries. He's a very nice guy. We love Goron.
Yeah.
He actually, you know what? No, I take that back. Well, he does kind of suck, but he's been doing good. He's been doing really good lately.
No.
He has some funny stuff.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Goron's a comedian in Orlando, Florida. He gets a lot of shit because he doesn't speak very well English.
No, he gets shit because he's super nice in person.
And he's just a cunt online. He's just a cunt on Facebook.
He chimes in on everything. And honestly, if you don't know the other person he's talking shit to, it's funny.
Yeah.
Because he says some fucked up shit to them, but that's it. But I can see if it's coming to you, you're like, yo, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
So it, like, you're already against him.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, man, I partied with Goron 10 years ago. What the fuck?
Yeah,
I wonder if he was
crazy,
still
man.
Ugly. He's telling me this story. He got a BJ like last week. I was like, who would suck your dick? You know what I mean?
Who?
And I was like, Goron. I was like, it was me, Blake Butler, and Goron. And I was like, no. Go ahead, Goron. I want to hear the story. And Blake's like, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the story.
Me either.
So Goron like took this girl downtown and then he got her in her car and he's like, yeah. And then she started sucking my dick. I was like, what? No,
yes,
come on. I need more
sucking my dick.
Yeah. And then I was like, Goron, I bet you got a small dick. And then he's like, no, it's big. I was like, no, it ain't.
No, it's from the motherland.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Is he Russian?
Anyways, Goron, no, he's I don't fucking know. He's Iraq. I made that up. I don't know what he is. I don't know what he is. He's like part Yugoslavian, part like Mexican, I think.
Who knows?
For our listeners that don't know who Goron is, very nice guy. But at the same time, fuck him. Nah, he's cool. All
right, let's stop. Why are we shitting on Goron?
Because he's a funny guy.
You say because he's the funny guy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Oh, yeah, and you've known him for 10 years. He's like your best friend. Okay, let's see here. I kind of relapsed.
What? I'm
recently.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, dude.
Jesus Christ.
I've been just going balls deep in video games.
Why?
Just super, because I'm stuck in the house all day.
Is that why that's part of your weight problem, you think?
No. Well,
Potato chips, chocolate.
I'm not eating any potato chips. I've been actually doing very well.
You're not eating any potato chips?
No, I'm not eating potato.
What is this right here?
That's
the bag of what?
I walked in and I said, what is this?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. All right.
That these listeners know
I'm trying
a
to help you. I'm trying to help
hard
you.
Hard willpower, bro.
No, I'm trying to help you. Oh, I got a scratch off right here.
You do got a scratch off. I've just been going crazy on Overwatch. And I started looking at shit I used to look at when I was kids. Like, did you ever go down like a rabbit hole to look at the most fucked up things online you could?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What did you look at? That's
actually the other night. It was.
Oh yeah, upsetting. We watched some crazy shit the other night, bro.
It started off, dude. We're sitting there. My roommate puts on this video from like the 50s. It's like the scientist.
Oh my gosh!
He flew to America.
Yo, tell him to look that shit up.
I don't know what to look up. It's the scientist that came to America from Austria.
Oh, Eiffel Tower.
He goes to the middle of the Eiffel Tower with this parachute suit he made himself.
Yeah.
And just jumps off in front of like hundreds of people and just slams into the floor.
And that shit was hilarious.
He thought he was gonna fly.
Oh my! He died.
That's so fucked up that we're laughing.
Because he's a fucking idiot.
Because I'm remembering my roommate's reaction. Because we're all watching. We're like, what are we watching? And the dude slams and dies. We're all like, and my roommate's just like, he just fucking
died.
He was dying.
Yeah, that was insane.
It was miserable. And then we went from that to this motherfucker puts on Grizzly Man audio.
Oh, Jesus. That's the worst thing I've ever
seen. Bro, listening to that, it haunted me. I literally had nightmares.
Should we even say the real story on here?
Yeah.
People should go look it up.
If they look up Grizzly Man, yeah, it's a fucking
thing. All right, real quick, because I went home the other night and I looked up more details into it.
You did?
Yeah. I think his name was Aaron Treadhill. Yeah. Aaron Treadhill, he thought he was, he got, you know what it was that I read? He got too connected with the Bears. Like, he thought he was in with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he's like, oh, they trust me, blah, blah. So then essentially, he got too close to a bear one time, and the bear thought he was food, and the bear ate him alive. And the guy's camera was like, it had a mode set to like, the camera would turn on when it heard bear sounds.
And that's what it was?
Yeah, and it was in his bag. So you hear the audio of this guy getting eaten alive by a bear, and it's like screams that you don't ever really want to hear a person like make. And then, like, the guy was with his wife who was helping him film, and you just hear the wife in the background like, fight back.
Like, he's like asking for a frying pan and shit. Like, he's like anything to hit this fucking thing in the face.
And it's just, oh God, it's disgusting. It's horrible.
Yeah, and we went from there to like cartel video. I'm getting a headache thinking about it.
Yeah, maybe we should, you know what? My birthday's soon. Let's talk about happy stuff. Yeah, this one time, my 21st birthday, I was with this guy, and then he,
did he fuck a bear?
No, he stuck it in my